We'll try to do the shorter version. And I think next week we have Robbie speaking about Korban Olah, which is also a great topic, a particular favorite of mine. we'll try to touch on like the basic question, which we alluded to in the first Chabura, and just talk about it a little bit. In a way, this is a companion Chabura to the first one, even though we didn't quite get through all the Mar Makomos there either, but and maybe in that respect it's also a companion piece, right? But what I did try to do in the opening presentation was to present three different perspectives on Shinui Kodesh, very briefly. The question whether Shinui Kodesh, discussing primarily the question whether it's a Dovra Posel, the way that Pikul is generally understood, although that could be part of the question in either direction, but that being one possibility, or whether or not, especially if you focus on the Mishnah and Mem Beis, that the primary principle is the requirement of Lishma, and therefore the absence of Lishma, the lack of Hekshar Lishma, if you will, is Ma'akev, not much so much because it's a psul or Davra Posel in the Korban or in the process of the Korban, but just these other requirements, and if you're missing any, then you can't move forward. So I think there are two very clear perspectives on what the problem of Shinui Kodesh or lack of Lishma is. And then, where the third, issue comes into play, is to figure out what the difference is between, or whether you could be mechalek, between different korbanos. The most obvious being Chatas and Pesach as a group, although we discussed splitting them up, discussed the relationship a little bit between Menachos and Tzvachim. But on on a more primary level, the question whether or not to distinguish in this question Gufa about the scope or the impact of Lo Lishma between the ones that are Ma'akev, meaning Chatas and Pesach, and the Lo Olo L'Bailam L'Shem Chovas, ends with the suggestion, that maybe even if you think that the psul of Lo Lishma is a Dovra Posel, that when it just doesn't accomplish Ritzui and you require another Hakdasha and Akrava, that's just kind of an absence of having fulfilled the requirements. Or no, even there, that we tried to show that even in Shinui Kodesh, there are those who think it's a more peripheral and the absence of a positive. Even in Lo Olo L'Bailam L'Shem Chova, I was particularly intent on proving this in the Rambam, it seems to be treated Legabe Ritzui Bailim as a psul, as a Dovra Posel, or the distinction being gufa between those two things, which of course is a very reasonable one, namely that when we're talking about equal, we're talking about a davar posel, and we're talking about a lack of ritzui bailim and the olah l'shem chova, that we're talking about a lesser kind of pagam, not just lesser quantity, but lesser qualitatively as well. So at that time, that was generally what I was trying to do, and I was particularly trying to show that that these are patterns in some of the Rishonim, and in particular to show that the Rambam is very, very, my opinion at least, both in the language that he uses and where he classifies things, the expansion of some of the dinim of puzzle into La'ol Bailim L'Shem Chova with respect to Ritzui, that the Rambam really holds the connection to Eloi Chashev and Pigol, all these things that the Rambam really holds that even Ol L'Bailam L'Shem Chova is a posel. That was really largely the idea. What I want to do today is very parallel to that. I want to discuss exactly the same kind of a question, although it doesn't have to be formulated exactly in this way. I guess it just makes it easier to structure it this way. And that is in terms of the relationship between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. Again, it doesn't have to be this way, but really the bigger question I'm interested in is whether or not these represent different types of problems, different mechayvim, or not. If they do, then I think it's very likely, again, I'll try to streamline this and do much quicker, that Shinui Kodesh, we'll leave out some details, but that Shinui Kodesh is about the identity of the korban, and it's a more primary pagam, more of a posel, that you don't have lishma, or you have dafka lishem davar acher, that really affects, the identity and the quality of the korban, and therefore it's the scope of that effect, meaning the pagam, is likely more to be a posel rather than an absence of the requirement of the Shema. Whereas Shinui Bailim, on the surface at least, seems to be an issue in Kapara. It doesn't necessarily touch the identity of the korban, the Chefza Shel Korban. It's all about the relationship of the korban to the Bailim, and especially, possibly, about the question of Kapara. Or Belvel, quoted in the Likutei HaGriz, it's actually even discusses the question, like why is there a problem of Shinui Bailim in Korbanos, where Kapara, for example, or Kaparas HaBailim, right, is not a factor, or is a lesser factor. I guess you could say Shlamim, where the whole discussion in the Rambam, whether the vidui on shlamim, whether is vidui on shlamim or just divrei shevach, as Rambam seems to say, and some of the Rishonim disagree, but certainly a case could be made that shlamim have nothing to do or very little to do with kapara, although they do reflect the situation of the bailim. So it also depends on what factor in shinui bailim you're talking about. But Korban Pesach, we know that these dinim apply, but why should they apply in the same way? Especially, again, there's also a question in the Rishonim and even more so in the Achronim about what role Kapara plays in Pesach. I believe I alluded to that a little bit last time when we were talking about the relationship between Chatas and Pesach. Certainly, again, Ikaro Le'achila, and the focus is on the Shechita, especially in the Psachim, Tamid Nishkat, issues related to this, Shalom Minuyav, Lemulim, Arelim, all that kind of stuff. But as I Rav Elbel just really raises the question, why is there a Shinui Bailim problem in Korbanos, that have this, this kind of an issue? Or Behema, maybe, doesn't talk about that, but Bechor. That Ha'ara is a very good Ha'ara if you think that the problem of Shinui Bailim relates directly to the role of the Bailim. Something about the role of the Bailim has been undermined, by the fact that the Oved, and this is important to remember too, right, the troublemaker here is the Kohen Oved, not the Bailim. But nonetheless, if that's a chalos, if that has impact, then that's a problem. But A, what kind of it's not so obvious that, Bailus issues, are going to be sufficient to tarnish or to stigmatize or to touch on the shame chefza of the korban, and it's also not so obvious that it would apply, in the same way to all korbanos. So these are things to think about. On the surface, one would have thought that shinui kodesh then is a more core identity problem, and therefore a problem of greater scope, whereas shinui bailim is a more peripheral problem, or at least a more specific problem, having to do with kapara. Some of the distinctions that the Gemara makes, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, the four distinguishing characteristics between shinui kodesh and shinui bailim, right? All of them have, of course, something to do with bailus, shibitzibor, lacharmisa, the question of whether it's limited to Zrika, Mindalot of Odos, or only Zrika, or Shkita al-Manat Zrika, Kabbalah al-Manat Zrika, Allah al-Manat Zrika, all those kind of questions. One could think that we're dealing with two very different institutions. On the other hand, the fact that these two are integrated in their treatment so much, there's a certain kind of mixed evidence or dialectical evidence when it comes to this point, On the whole, Shinui Bailam and Shinui Kodesh are treated together. And in a few, where there are some clear distinctions that the Gemara underlines. So the question is, are they more significant or are they more technical? And then here and there, the Gemara itself just differentiates or deals with Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailam differently. You have to make a list of them, the first 11, 12 dapim, a bunch of different cases. The more we seem to treat them the same and deal with them as one, the implication seems to be that they're not two very different dinim, although you could always explain that we just are referring to the overlap between them. It's possible. But at least as an orientation, that would imply that we're dealing with a single motif. The more that we treat them separately and accentuate their differences, sounds like we're dealing with two different dinim. But even if we are dealing with one presentation and one din, right, just like in the model that I was speaking of before, in terms of the Dvarim HaMa'akvim and the Dvarim, She'enam Olam L'Shem Chova, but that are kosher, I think that one could suggest two opposite approaches. One is that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are one, and that one is defined by the Shinui Kodesh. Meaning, that would be Mechudash. I'll elaborate this in just a minute, where maybe you get it from. That would be to say that the problem of Bailus isn't just a problem of Bailus, but the role of Kapara, the role of the Bailim, this isn't obvious, but maybe it's true, is something that defines the Korb. In other words, Korbano Shel Ruven and Korbano Shel Shimon aren't just, the same Chafta Shel Korban, with a different address, for the Kapara, but they are different chalosas, different Kaparas. There is a Hashkafic, implication in that as well. If you said that, then in one respect, what we're suggesting, and I'm going to try to show this a little bit, is that Shinui Bailim is a form of Shinui Kodesh. We'll soon see that the Rambam, on his own, mostly, there's one Gemara that uses this expression, but more as a verb, Rambam uses it as a noun, the expression of Shinui Hashem, right? The Rambam integrates Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh and calls it Shinui Hashem. So the fact that he created a word or a phrase, to apply to both, the phrase that he used, Shinui Hashem, is one which accentuates a change in the identity of the korban. I'm going to try to argue that the Rambam thinks that Shinui Bailim is a form of Shinui Kodesh, or that both of them are Shinui Hashem. But I do think it's also possible, and I'm going to suggest this to explain a couple of Rambans, I think it's also possible to say the parallel opposite. And that is that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are a single category, but that single category is dominated by or defined by Shinui Bailim. And the problem with Shinui Kodesh is that when the Oved gives a different name to the Korban, then the Hakdasha of the Bailim, Mimela, he's Oker, right, the Shem Bailim, in some respect, from that particular Korban. Just as the Oved, can play, according to some, with the identity of the Chafetz Shel Korban, right, others may think that he can't do that, but what he can do is he can neutralize or undermine, right, the Bailim's connection, right, to that korban, so that every, instead of saying what I said a second ago, which I'm going to say for the Rambam, which is that every Shinui Bailim is a kind of a Shinui Kodesh, what I'm suggesting, or that both are Shinui Hashem, what I'm saying is that all Shinui Hashem, or maybe it shouldn't call it Shinui Hashem, all lack of Lishma or Lishem Davar Acher or Lishem Ish Acher constitute Bailus problems. Okay, so let me start with the beginning, just to try to highlight these three perspectives, namely, that we should be mechalek, that both of these are dominated by Shinui Kodesh, that both of these are dominated by Shinui Bailim. Those are the three perspectives that I want to highlight. Of course, it really the issue arises, from the very first words of Tosas in the Masechta. We already alluded to last time, but now I'm interested in it from another point of view. I'm interested in the same material, but for a different reason. So the Mishnah says, as we know, that kol hazvachim shenizbaku shelo lishman ksheirim elo shelo lebailim shem chova. So the first thing to note in the Mishnah is the first ha'ara of Tosas. First ha'ara is that avoda kamaisa naka behu adin kabbalah holacha uzrika kediktani seifa. So that's just a striking thing to talk more about, than we have time to do right now. And that is, it is strange that even though everybody agrees when it comes to Shuni Kodesh that it applies to Dalvin Avodos, and that's implicit in the Mishnah later on, and it's explicit in some of the Gemaras, that the first Mishnah accentuates Shechita. That might be a Shechita Halacha, or Shechita B'Torah's Tchila So Avoda. Maybe it's Kol Shekein, the others, since Shechita is also Ksheira Bazar. Maybe it's the other way. Hard to know. I think I talked about this last time, the possibility that the different Avodos, you might Mechalik different Karbanos, might be Mechalik different Avodos, to the yichus of Zrika and the yichus of Shechita. But that's the first ha'ara that Tosas makes, and it's, of course, an important one. Then Tosas says, v'shinui kodesh shayich b'hanek dal ravodos k'gon ol l'shem shlamim. And then he adds, gratuitously, at this point, aval shinui bailim lo shayich ala b'zrika k'gon shochet o'makabal o'molech karban ruvein amanas lizrok damo l'shem Shema. So Tosas's first ha'ara, or real first comment, basically, or first one and a half comments on the Masechta, is basically to accentuate the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayit. Again, what motivates him is the fact that the Mishnah is a little bit challenging. It doesn't explain that, right? But Tosas immediately jumps in. Like, if you didn't leave the Gemara and all you read was Tosas, you'd know right away that there's a very big difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayit. We'll see later that Tosas later on, we'll say it now, Tosas on Dalet, this comes from the Gemara, right? This appears in the Gemara on Daf Dalet Omer Aleph, and later on Yud Omer Aleph, and the Gemara in Psachim, on Samach Aleph. In all these places, the Gemara says explicitly that this is the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayit. We'll get to that in a minute. And Tosas quotes it in the Mishnah already. So you already know that these two things differ from one another. Even though the Mishnah is talking only about Shini Kodesh, Tosas brings it in right away. Tosas on Zayinoid Base also mentions this. Zayinoid Aleph. The way that Tosas and Rashi interpret the sugya of Todas, Ruvein l'shem Todas Shimon, so they say, don't assume that we are, both Rashi and Tosas, don't assume that we are referring to what it sounds like referring to, which is Shinui Bailim, because since we're dealing with the issue of beyond Zrika, right? We're talking about Shechita, so it's got to be that this is a form of Shinui Kodesh, because this is how we paskin. Okay, Tosas on Dalet Amud Beis to Masor Ravashi says V'nirtza lo ka'amar tema lamalikra l'shinui bailim bezrika afilu sharavodus lo mitzvah l'bishochet amanas l'zrei koshkein. So Gemara here works to try to figure out that Shinui bailim applies in Zrika. Okay? So Tosas says, what do you need a pasuk to teach you that? Even the Shechita and the Holacha and the Kabbalah parts are dafka connected to Zrika. So Koshkein, if Shochet Amanas Lizrok, is a necessary element, for Shini Bailim in Shechita, and the same is true about Holacha and Kabbalah, you need to have the Zrika part, Mechashmid, Mavoda, Lavoda, in there. And Kol Shekein, if you have Shini Bailam on the Zrika itself. Right, that's what Tosa says. Vafilu Shara Vodas Lomis, Yelib Shokan Amanas Lizar, Kol Shekein Zorek, Atzma Debina Meshein Bailam. The Shita Mukubat says has an interesting answer. where he suggests that you might have thought that Shinui Bailim, fascinating answer actually, that Shinui Bailim is only applicable when there is a mechashvin me'avoda la'avoda. Now the issue isn't only which avoda, the way Tosis is interpreting it, it's basically Shinui Bailim is a din in Zrika. And it even applies in Shochet al Menas Lizrok and in Makabal al Menas Lizrok and in Molich al Menas Lizrok. Of course it applies in Zrika straight, because that's the prime gets the Platonic case. That's the real case. Tosis Toch, I think it is, quoted in Shidum Gubetza, says no. The Havamina was that maybe the din of Shinui Bailim is a din in Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda Dafka. Now, if you have Shinui Bailim on an avoda, without trying to turn one avoda right into undermining the other avoda, that's not called Shinui Bailim. Okay. If that were to be true, then Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh would be even more different from each other, frankly. Although it does make Shinui Bailim, in one respect, a little bit closer to the paradigm of Pigul. So that's something to think about. Not for now, I don't want to pursue it. I would love to pursue it, but those, the brownies, and we're on a limited scale. Okay, that's what Tosis says here, and I say, so that's Tosis Dalet Amud Beis. Tosis all over the place, here three times in Zvachim, and again in Psachim, and elsewhere, right? Tosis makes it perfectly clear that the Dalet Avodos apply only to Shinui Kodesh and not Shinui Bailim. I say it's based on three Gemaras, the Gemara Daf Dalet, the Gemara in Psachim, and the Gemara on Daf Yudam and Aleph, which talks about actually Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda. So we're not surprised, well, it's still noteworthy that Tosis brings it up, even though they didn't need to bring it up, right here, basically their first comment on Beis Amud Aleph. Yeah. It's also curious that Tosis proves this halacha, right, that he wants to mention here, not from Dav Dalet, but from Dav Yud. Okay, then he doesn't prove it from Psachim, because he's writing in Zvachim, I understand, but if you're writing Zvachim Dav Beis, why not prove it from Dav Dalet? Instead, he says, Kinemuchach Kaman Bepirkin, right? And that the Gemara that he's quoting is Ashaych Bezrika Kigon Shokhan Makabala Molech Al Menas Lizrok Damo. That part of it, or that explicit formulation, is from the Sugya of Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda and of Yudam and Aleph. So why didn't Tosas just quote Dalaram and Aleph? Ah, okay. So I'm going to get back to that in a couple of minutes, but I'll tell you now, since we're all hopefully friends or acquaintances at least, and you know, therefore there shouldn't be secrets among us. I think it's possible that Tosis may have considered the possibility that what the Gemara says on Dalet Amud Aleph and what it says in Psachim doesn't make the final cut if it wasn't for the Gemara on Dav Yud Amud Aleph. Meaning, if it was only for those two Gemaras, then maybe that isn't the maskan. Why? We'll soon see. I mean, we've seen already in the first Kabura, and you learned it yourselves already, because the Gemara in Dav Dalet and the Gemara in Psachim are connected to four differences between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh, most of which are withdrawn, and the ones that remain, which are kind of marginalized in terms of their significance, at the end of the Sugya. In particular, as we'll get to, and as we already talked about, the question of Psula Guf and the relationship between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim is something that the Gemara seems to turn around. The Gemara originally thought that Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh are different when they're Psula Guf, when it made its original presentation, and the Gemara seems to retract that difference, although, again, how you read it, you could read that in two opposite ways. So I think, I'm guessing, that maybe Tosis is here interested in promoting the difference between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim. As I say, he didn't need to in this context, but he is. And I think he wanted you to know that it's only really muchach on the sugya and Dav Yud. Because there might have been very good reason, you know, from the other point of view, to think that the Gemara changed its mind, even though it didn't say it explicitly, but it goes with its other changes of mind. Yeah.
Isn't it better to quote that field because that's the Gemara which tells you which of the Shirabailam actually applies to? While the Aftala just tells you Yeshan.
Maybe. Except, I mean, maybe. That could be. That's also possible. Except that, I mean, once you know that it applies only to one, you know what it applies to. Right? And the point is that that's the Gemara that is distinguishing between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam, which is what Tosis is trying to do here. There's no ambiguity as to which avoda, you know, is or is not, you know, referred to on Avdalet and Imsacha. Right? And it's also pretty clear from the other Chilukim, you know, which are all about Kaparas Abailam. But you're technically correct. And I would say, you know, that from the perspective of the Shita Mekubetzes and Dalet Omid Beis about Mechashvin Me'avoda La'avoda, you know, maybe there's an additional little element to it, or maybe that's Tafka reason not to accentuate Tafiyot. Maybe that's hard to know. Not here, definitely possible. Anyways, just to go on a little bit in the Tosis, it's just curious that Tosis begins. It's almost like Tosis is telling you the first issue in the Masechta to discuss is the relationship between Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh. And you should know that they're different. And I'm suggesting, you know, you might have thought that difference based on two Gemaras, you know, was not Lahalacha, but you're wrong because it is. Ah. So that leads you to the next line in Tosis, which continues with this topic, and that is Vitzarach Ladakdek Minole Lahashas Shini Bailim De Kaboyla Kamam Bepirkin Dalet Amid Aleph Minolon De Beinon Zvicha Lishma. Right? So then Tosis asks the question here on Beis Amid Aleph. You could have waited until Dalet Amid Aleph. I'm just suggesting Tosis thought this was like the first topic to speak about. Okay? So we're speaking about it as the second topic, or maybe, I guess, the fourth topic. But I just really want to say that Tosis thinks that this is a prominent question. So then Tosis asks the question, that is, it's curious that the Gemara assumes the existence of Shini Bailam on Dalet Amid Aleph, and they ask, like, Minola, how do you know? But why would they even assume that? Where does that even come from? After all, the Mishnah is talking about Shini Kodesh. V'hoda kom reshkachna Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailam Minolon, mash v'damas nisim kardikulo mas nisim, lo mishtamea klal Shini Bailam, Additional Shimon Mashma Lafuke Shini Kodesh. The Kulamasis Lanokadala Shini Kodesh. The Tony Besefa, Ketzel Shimon Shinul Shimon, Shem Pesel Shem Shlamim. So again, this is what I'm saying is you could look at Tosis as saying, you know, making one Ha'ara, you know, then asking, you know, then making a second Ha'ara, now asking a third unrelated question. What I'm trying to say is that the presentation of this Tosis is a presentation of someone who's giving a shiur on the relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam, and thinks that this is a important topic, you know, to begin his analysis of the Masechta. So what is the answer to this question? It's a very important question. And here, of course, as we know, and I mentioned at the first Chabura, of course, Tosis gives two answers. And it could be that these two answers are parallel our two approaches, or the broadly speaking, although not necessarily. Tosas Venira, the first answer, the Sama Kamasis and the Kaman, this is all about Mem, this comes from Mem Vamud Beis, which says, L'shem Shishad Varma Zevach Nitzvah, L'shem Zevach, L'shem Zaveach, etc. And this is a Pshat in Rashi on Dalid as well, and it's implied also in Rashi on Mem Vav. And that is, that really has nothing to do with this Mishnah, even though it's brought up here. The Makar is Mem Vav Amud Beis. Of course, that assumes that Mem Vav Amud Beis and Beis Amud Aleph are the same sugya. That's what we talked about in the first Chabura, right? That's what the Griz speaks about, you know, so elaborately. Something that he, I think, correctly assumes is not true for the Rambam, who breaks it up into Maisa Karbonos and Psulei Amuktashim. But for the Bali Tosis, right, maybe this is basically one sugya, two Mishnayas, two different places, but it's all the same issue. Okay. Which is why Tosis then goes on to ask, Vim Tomar, Iyahi Imahikoi, Iyahi Haikoi, you can have a little frusha nami. Minolon l'shem Hashem l'shem Yishim l'shem Reach l'shem Nichoach. Meaning, once it's from the sugya membav, then you know why don't we relate to all of those lishmas? Because okay, so again, I think this question again highlights Tosas's trajectory. Tosas starts off by saying, right, you should know there's a fundamental difference between these two things. A, right, then comes B. And by the way, you know, I would add, since there is a fundamental difference between these two things, you know, it's strange that the Gemara even talks about that second thing, because what's it got to do with us? Okay, the answer is Memvav, you're right, Memvav. And then the question is, well, if you're bringing Memvav here, even though the overlapping part might be the same, it's the same sugya in the sense that there aren't two completely different dinim, but there's nothing about bringing Shinui Bailim here. There's no yichus to Shinui Bailim here more than there is yichus to L'shem Yishim, L'shem Reach Nichoach, L'shem all these other things, right? Now, no one can confuse L'shem Yishim, L'shem Reach Nichoach, you know, L'shem Hashem with Shinui Kodesh, right? So what Tosas is really implicitly saying is this view that I'm projecting right now is based on the question and the answer, both the answer continues with the assumption of the question, which is that Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh are two different deen. And once that's true, so if you're going to discuss things other than Shinui Kodesh here from some other Mishnah, then you know why limit yourself? And Tosas doesn't retract. Yishlomer dasa the frusha lebani diksherim v'lo l'shem chova hanuk diksherim ratzim v'lo l'shem chova. Unless you think that Tosas means by that, right? One could have said that no. Really, shini kodesh shini bailim are one and the same. The haraya, they share something else in common, namely in both cases, even when it's kosher, it's the Olah L'Bailim L'Shem Chova, which is not true for these other ones. So we don't mean to say, you know, that the Makor is the Mishnah and it's a completely different din, but we're also, you know, talking about it here. What we mean to say is that one of the dinim, you know, in that Mishnah in Memvav, you know, really belongs here because it has a strong affinity with Shini Kodesh. And the Haraya, I don't think that's what Tosas means. I think you could have read Tosas that way. It doesn't read that way to me. Instinctively. It sounds like Tosas is saying these are two different dinim. If they're two different dinim, why do you draw the line? The answer is because this is more common. They have much more you know, to do with each other, but that's a quantitative statement. They're still completely two different dinim. Okay. Then comes the Odye Shlomar, which sets the tone, maybe. The Odei Shlomar de Shalol Lishmon de Masnis de Masra Bein Shinui Kodesh Bein Shinui Bailim. That even though it doesn't say it in the Mishnah, implicit in the Mishnah is Shinui Bailim. Okay, now, again, there are two ways to go with this answer of Tosas. One is that the Mishnah, through a little bit of linguistic flexibility, right, is referring to two different dinim, Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, implicitly. That doesn't mean they're the same halacha, you know, but at least it explains why the Gemara says minale here, right? And that also solves the problem, you know, of how come we're not bringing in the other lishmas of Memvav, because we're not dealing on Memvav now, we're dealing with that base. Okay? That would be one way to explain. The other way to explain, I think it's really what Tosas probably really has in mind, as I'll explain in a second. The other way to explain it would be that Tosas went 180 degrees, and said, no, it's true that till now I've been accentuating the differences between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim, right? And, you know, that's why it bothered me so much, you know, that there's an implicit, you know, assumption that this institution exists and a discussion of its makar in the context of Shinui Kodesh, right? But in the end of the day, right, there's still... in the end of the day, that's wrong. In the end of the day, it's all one din. So I think those are two ways to explain Tosa's answer. My impression is that he still thinks that these are two different din. But okay. Why do I think that? Again, the raya that linguistically you can integrate, you can use the phrase lo lishma to include Shini Bailim comes from Menachos. Just give me one more second. That's from Reb Shimon's Braisa and Menachos. The Bishinui Bailim, I'm not going to read it because it'll take a little too much time, but the Gemara does say that according to one day, right, that's what's referred to. Gemara has a stira, or discusses a potential stira in the view of Rab Shimon, whether Kmitza Shalol Lishma, right, is Ma'akev or Kosher. And one view in the Gemara is that, you know, maybe we should distinguish between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. And the question is, how do you read the Braisa that speaks about Lo Lishma? What is that? What is that referring to? Ochanami lo parech bepirkin, the hanik dalad dvarim, minolon v'lamayru b'hanauk. This will explain why we don't have a problem from them. But, and they says, miu rabba dafka mukila b'shini bailim im menachos, avo rabba rabashi lo mukila hachi hasam. So he's a little bit more mistayeg. And then comes the clearer point, which is, then Tosas asks the question, I don't need to read this part, why do we have a different makar on mem vav than we do here? Right, and he answers because Mem Vav is really speaking about Haktara. Oh, says, oh, if it's talking about Haktara, so the Krahasam Haktara Seimurim, Vahocha Bavodas Adam, and therefore Haktara doesn't have the issue of the same issue of Bayim. The Komakum Shaper Darish Mikra Dasam Zvicha the Shem Vav Dorim Midiskish El Shem Zevach the Shem Zevach and the Shinui Kodesh. That's Bein Avodas Adam. Bein Aktara, but there's no din of Aktara in Shini Bailim because that's La'achar the Bailim. Then he says, but if that's the case, just one more second. V'imkein mehechitesi Aktara l'shem zoveach. V'hashto zvicha l'shem shisha dvarim v'aktara L'shem chamisha, inam yehadakamar zvicha l'shem shisha, lo shechisha b'sha shchita l'shem vavdarim. The whole continuation of Tosas could have been answered very simply. That's if Tosas meant in the second answer that these are two different sugyas and they have nothing to do with each other, and that indeed Shinui Kodesh and Shini Bailim are one halakha, and then there's a separate sugya of l'shem shisha dvarim, then the continuation of Tosas really should pose no problem. The fact that Tosas struggles with it as they do might, again, further confirm, in addition to the language, that in both answers of Tosas, even though the second answer of Tosas works if you say that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are one Mechayiv, but Tosas really means that they overlap, right, or that the Sugi here is also talking about Shini Bailim, that it's under the rubric also of Lo Lishma, but that really they remain two different dinim, and that consequently the sugya and mem vav is still part of the story. What did you want to ask?
Yeah, I was just wondering, meaning, as we noted, it could be just linguistic flexibility, but it still has to work. How does lishma, I mean, how does that flexibly turn into shema bailim if not referring to the carbon itself? I don't want to put words in Johnny's mouth, or his mouth, but he did note this. Lishma does mean for
in whose mouth?
Sake, not Johnny. He noted already.
Mean in your private
and private conversations, right? I don't want to be in the fire scene without his permission. But
whoa!
But Lashim, he
probably can keep a confidence.
But it is.
People are going to start telling you things.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the reason why the Rambam would say Shinui Hashem is that if you think this Mishnah is referring to
I understand the Rambam works very well.
So here, linguistic flexibility.
There are two types of lo lishma.
What does it? What does lishma mean for its sake?
Lishem. One is lishem karban, and the other is lishem bailin.
But just lishma meaning referring to bailin in the general category.
Correct. I think it's strange, but I'll say it even further. I mean, again, and in light of this, it's just interesting to note that when the Gemara on Dalet Amud Aleph really does suggest the makar, right? The Gemara. I mean, there are two interesting things about the Gemara. The Gemara ends up learning it out from Shini Kodesh. Ashkan Shini Kodesh Shini Bailim Minalon, and the answer is the Basa Zevach Todesh Shlamav Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Toda Im Eino Inyan L'Shini Kodesh Denafka L'Mehasim Tno Inyan L'Shini Bailim. So again, this is part of a larger question, hermeneutical kind of question. That is, whenever you have an Im Eino Inyan L'Kan Tno Inyan L'Kan, what do you make of that? So if you think in general, limudim are just limudim and they're giluyei milsa, which for sure some rishonim and mefarshim do, and then and you don't, it doesn't really matter what the limud is. The important thing is that the Ribbono Shel Olam found a way to be megala to Klal Yisrael, to the Chachmei HaMesorah who responsibly carried it l'dorei doros to their talmidim. You know what the facts are, and that's what's important. And fine. But if you think that the, or at least it's suggestive, that the mechanism or the method of a certain, you know, limud, you know, may have conceptual import. So this is a classic. I mean, imeinu inyan lekan, tno inyan lekan, always makes a lot more sense if you think that the davar hanilmad, that the new limud, is an extension in some way of the origin. So again, if you interpret the Gemara the way I think the Rambam interpreted the Gemara, well, let me just say it. The Rambam clearly understood the Sugyan Membav to be something different, right? As Revelvel points out. You don't have to buy the whole Revelvel, but the bigger Ha'ara that the Rambam deals with Membav in Baisar Karbonos, and that he deals with the base and the beginning of Menachos and Psulia Mekdashim, as we discussed last time, that certainly seems to be the case in the Rambam. So the first answer of Tosas, namely, the Gemara here is referring to the Mishnah there, you know, is obviously less palatable once you say that. What did the Rambam think about Tosas's very appropriate, basic, elemental question? Why is the Gemara saying Minolon about Shinui Bailim? Where's Shinui Bailim? Mandakar Shemei. Right. But the answer I've already given is that the Rambam goes way further even than Tosas. Right, the Rambam calls both Shinui Bailim, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Hashem. Right, he was Mishana Shemam with Shinui Hashem, basically. And as they say, that also has implications in terms of direction. So how would he read the Gemara? They're both implied in the Mishnah. They're both, to answer Rabbi's question much easier, and I agree, they're both Shinui Kodesh. Right? It's harder to say what I'm saying in Tosis, which is this is Shinui Kodesh and this is Shinui Bailim, and they're both captured. I do think that that's what you have to say. You mean they're you know, they mean two different things, and they the common words still, it's like, you know, Elam Shir Lamalav, Elam Shir Lamata, you know. So I do think that you have to say it for Tosis, but for the Rambam the answer is much easier. That is that it's the Mishnah, our Mishnah. And when the Gemara says Imeinu Inyan Lekan, Tno Inyan Lekan, that's a perfect, of all Rishonim, the one, certainly no one is more sensitive to the Derech HaLimud than the Rambam, by the way. Okay, so the fact that things are derived from a Limud as opposed to being Mefurish Bakra, but also the actual Limud itself. I mean, I think we know that, well, I think I know that, you know, from reading Rambams. So that Imeinu Inyan Lekan, Tno Inyan Lekan means that Shinui Bailim is a type of Shinui Kodesh, especially since he holds that way anyway. I think clearly, we'll document it a little more in a few minutes, seems to point, you know, clearly in that direction. Okay, so what we have so far, basically, is two broad approaches. Okay, one is that Shinui Bailim, Shinui Kodesh are one, and the other is that they are distinct from each other. This affects the way that you read the Mishnah, the underlying assumption behind the Gemara's question, Dalet Amud Aleph Minalan, and it also affects how you read the answer of the Gemara in Meinu Inyan and how you understand it. I'll also add just that on the other side of the equation for what I think is the Bali Tosis view, the Gemara goes on in Dalet Amud Aleph and Dalet Amud Beis, you know, to discuss. You know, how do you know this by Shechita? How do you know by Zrika? How do you know by Kabbalah? There, it doesn't seem that once they've established that Shinui Bailim, you know, Imeinu Inyan Lekan is a factor, that automatically you just plug in the dinim of Shinui Kodesh. It sounds like you need further limudim, right, to apply some of the details. So that's just something to note. I don't know that it proves anything. Obviously, per se, it points to, you know, some... It isn't a perfect integration. Because if all I'm really saying is that the Torah's Gili Mil says that Shinui Bailim is Shinui Kodesh, or Shinui Kodesh is Shinui Bailim, then, you know, I shouldn't need anything more than that. However, there are two things that you can say for the Rambam Udihime. One is that until we know all the facts, you know, we're not really sure what this equation means. Maybe the equation is an application in the din, but not necessarily in the mechayev. The more that we know that the actual prote hadinim are the same, that's part of the conclusion that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are one and the same. That's one. The second point is that even if we conclude that Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh are one and the same, as we alluded to before, because there is mixed evidence to begin with, and this is something not just to explain away Bedochat, but again, it's very typical, and it's even to be anticipated, and that is that there's not going to be a perfect alignment. Again, the default is going to be that Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh are pretty much the same, unless you can explain and prove that they're different, 100%, as opposed to the opposite, right? If they're really fundamentally different, and the Chiddush is that they're also the same, or that they also overlap, so default and the proof and the pratim and the quantity is going to go in the other direction. However, the idea that there is going to be some discrepancy, just as the idea that there's going to be some overlap, is not surprising. Right. There's going to be some overlap because even if these are different dinim, right? You know, they're both psulim. They both have an ol abaylim, you know, the shem chova, but a kosher factor, and probably there's some overlapping elements. It's not surprising that even if they're fundamentally the same, that there are differences because still the mechanics of shinui baylim and shinui kodesh are going to differ, particularly. You might say that Shinui Bailim, the chalos of Shinui Bailim, is something that has to express itself in the bailus and kaparak and those components of the korban. So, for example, Yeshnam Bitzibur, Kibiyachid, or Lachar Misa, those kind of things. I'll take the Rambam, what I think is the Rambam approach for a minute, namely that Shinui Bailim is a form of Shinui Kodesh. They're both, Shinui Hashem. Meaning the owner of the korban is part of the identity of the korban. Okay, but in the end of the day, right, that ownership component which affects identity is still something that expresses itself in an ownership chalos kind of a way, right? So it's going to be more zrika based, than, forget about the Rambam. The Rambam himself actually goes even further, as we'll soon see, but it didn't have to be that way is what I'm trying to say. Or whatever Rambam still thinks, remains in distinctions. So what you might say, as far as that is concerned, is, Hanami, the Rambam read the Gemara Menu Inyan, Tzno Linyan. And maybe even Meirosh, she already thought that Shinui Bailim is a form of Shinui Kodesh. But you still need to go a little further in the Gemara just because you need to show that some of the applications themselves aren't technically different. Because one's a chalos bailim issue and the other is a... Okay? Good. Fine.
Does Rebbe think that Tosfos notes this, throughout the class, he says that the model is, we learn out Shinui Kodesh, then we go to Shinui Bailim, we don't jump to La'akid by Shinui Bailim.
Yeah, I think...
That's the model, almost, we always want to get to Shinui Bailim right after Shinui Kodesh. Is that supportive of that idea?
I think so. That's not necessarily ma'akev, though, until you also know that it's ma'akev.
Correct.
Yeah.
But then we always go from Shinui Kodesh to Shinui Bailim before we even go to the same category, generally.
Before we, what do you mean by the same category?
Meaning, on Chess, Tosus notes that the model of the Limudim is when we want to, for any karban chatas, Pesach, we usually go first mitzvah to Shinui Kodesh, then to Shinui Bailim, then back to La'akev.
To La'akev. Yeah,
we
don't
go La'akev first, so it's almost like a natural progression from the Shinui Kodesh to the Bailim, generally.
Right, I think so. I don't think it had to be that way, but I think that makes sense. Okay. Okay. So what I wanted to point out is the following. So this very much also depends, of course, on the psulim bigufo question, which we just discussed last time. Last time I was interested. Primarily in terms of Pesach and Chatos as opposed to La'ola Bailim Hashem Chova, but Kosher. But of course, it all starts off with the question of the relationship between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayit. Right? The Gemara says on the bottom here of Dalet Amud Aleph, and again I'll just mention very quickly because we mostly did these the Koros. The Gemara says, right, Mal Shini Kodesh Shekem Psula Begufa, the Yeshna B'Dalet Avodos, the Yeshna La'achar Misa, the Yeshna B'Tzibur K'Biyakid, right? And then the Gemara says, V'Afagav D'Tarti Lavdafka Tarti Miyadafka, Maishla Shini Ban D'Lo Hava Psula Begufa. Then the Gemara answers, Maishla Shini Ban D'Lo Hava Psula Begufa, right? Makshava B'Alma, Shini Kodesh Nami Makshava B'Alma, Elikivin D'Akshava Pasla, Machanami Kivin D'Akshava Pasla. And the same Gemara, maybe with one less line, as we discussed already, appears in Sugya in Psakim. So this again could also be like a fault line, if you will, in the approach, right, to this particular in this particular Sugya. Right, I already mentioned that maybe Tosas, again, Noach has a good suggestion as an alternative, that maybe Tosas doesn't quote the Gemara in Abdalad and the Gemara in Psachim, right, because he thought that maybe one could argue that Lamaskana, that, you know, that is Alo Aliba the Hilchasa. But Yudom and Aleph, that seems to be a standing sugya where there was no Chazar. Where would the Chazara be in Dalad and in Psachim? So again, I think it's very possible, at least, that a gufa depends on how you read this whole Shaka V'Tari. Clearly, the Habamina, right, was that Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh are fundamentally different, and the one is a psul beguf, and the other is a psul bebailus, right? And it's a more peripheral psul. That's the whole point of the Gemara. How can you learn Shini Bailam from Shini Kodesh, right, when you have these discrepancies? When the Gemara concludes that this isn't problematic, right? So there are three ways to read the Gemara. Exactly these three ways. Right? One way is, you know, Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailam may still be different, and therefore there would be no reason to be chozer in terms of the other differences, including, you know, the question of Zrika versus Dalet Avodos. But as far as this particular thing is concerned, just because one is a chisaron in bailus and one is a chisaron in the identity of the korban, right, doesn't mean that they're different in terms of the impact on the korban itself, meaning the scope of the psul. Right? So, basically, what the Gemara is answering is a narrow answer, namely, in a chanami, shini bailam, shini kodesh are different, but this particular difference, right, doesn't exist. Other differences exist, you know, not this one. Obviously, it's much more appealing to say, and then there would still be differences. There may even still be differences regarding psulaguf, you know, or psul more generally. In some respects, maybe not as big a difference, more subtle differences, and that is the view of the Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos. Again, I read it last time more fully. One view in the Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos is that even the Maskana, there's a difference with the Suga of Ibur Tzura, which we talked about last time. What do you need that? Because it's Psula Begufa or not. That's, there's still a difference between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. It's a little mechudash to say that the Maskana is a Gemara, but certainly it is possible. The other two ways to read the Gemara, it's certainly that the Gemara concludes that they are the same, and maybe even in a fundamental way. But the question then is, in which direction? As I mentioned last time, there's a line missing in Psachim that appears in Tzvachim. Rashi also seems to interpret that way, that you know, one way to understand the Maskana is that both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are not Psul Beguf. And of course, that works well with the idea that you need Ibur Tzura for both, that it's not Psula Begufo, which is Nisraf Miyad. Is that a way of saying that Shini Kodesh is a form of Shini Bailim? Maybe that the problem of Shini Kodesh is that you have you know, disconnected sufficiently the bilim from the korban by treating it as a different kind of korban. Like Tosa says, again, something we read last time, Tosa Menachos Memchesimlal has a line like that, that there is a nituk, you know, or a kiras habilim in a korban as a result of shinui kodesh. Or is the best way to read the maskana the opposite way, and that is that, which is what it sounds like here in Zvachim and what Tosas in Zvachim sounds like, and that is that really both shinui bailim and shinui kodesh are both psul beguf. You thought that shinui bailim was only a peripheral kind of a psul, it was just, you know, a lack of hechsher. The Kamash Malan, that like shinui kodesh, you see from shinui kodesh that a machshava can also be poselis. Again, does that mean for the Rambam? I think that's the way the Rambam read the Gemara. That means that even shinui bailim is a form of shinui kodesh. Namely, the status of the bailim is something which isn't just, you know, affects who gets the kapara. It's something which defines the korban. Korban uvein, korban shimon. I'll discuss more fully that idea in a minute. But that would be the idea. And it's there where one might argue that it's there that you have the possibility also of suggesting that the maskana of the Gemara, right, affects some of the other distinctions that the Gemara makes. So suggesting this as a possibility for Tosus choosing Yud Amud Aleph over Dalid and Psachim, but there are some, I think, Achronim who understand this to be the basis of the position of Rambam, which we'll speak of more fully in a moment. Of course, the most striking thing, position of the Rambam, is the fact that he seems explicitly to reject this conclusion that the Gemara seems to project in three places without any kind of machlokas. Namely, that the Shinui Kodesh applies to Dalet Avodos, and that Shinui Bailim only applies to Zrika. Right? The Rambam says explicitly that both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim apply to all the Dalet Avodos. Again, the Mishnah Lamelech formulates the question, you know, very, very explicitly, but everybody's concerned about it. And that is, how does the Rambam reject three explicit Gemaras? So I think that the answer needs to be in the Rambam, and we'll discuss some of the other technical approaches in a couple of minutes, just a couple of minutes. The answer needs to be, you know, that the Rambam understood that these three Gemaras are counteracted by other evidence in the Gemara. And, you know, sufficiently that there's a machlokas asugyas, and he thinks that the predominant psak is in a different direction. How does he know, or where does he come up with the idea that there is such a machlokas? Or what does he pin that machlokas on? So that's an interesting discussion in the Achron. One possibility would be to expand what I suggested. I said it in a subtle way for Tosis. I mean, I was trying to show, first thing Tosis tells you in the Masechta, even though it doesn't need to because he's so eager, is the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. And then he repeats in Dalet Amud Beis, even though he's troubled a little bit. And then he repeats it again in Dav Zayin, in the way that he explains, you know, Todas, Ruvain and Todas, Shimon, and a few other places as well. Tosas is very into it. Maybe he only quotes Dav Yud because he was saying, you know, Yavo Baldin V'Yitton, you know, that maybe that isn't the Maskan of the Gemara. But it is, because you see from Dav Yud. But maybe the Rambam held that really this was a view in the Gemara Dav Dalet. But it was a view in the Gemara Dav Dalet which fits in very nicely with the discrepancies between of Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim more generally. It doesn't sing it in a narrow way that, oh, I mean, they're the same, but still, this is by means of the Bailus problem you change the identity of the Korban, and that's by means of, you know, more frontally attacking the identity of the Korban. So there's still going to be some nafkamina. I'm fine with that. I don't think you need to be taking the radical view of the Rambam, you know, that Shinui Bailim applies to the Dalet Avodos against a simple pshat of the Gemara, in order to hold this general mahalach. That's what I'm trying to say. But maybe the Rambam didn't read it that way. Maybe the Rambam thought the Gemara here is basically saying it's all about the Eino Inyan. From the Rambam's point of view, Mem Vav's not a player. We're talking Psula Mukdashim here at the moment. Right? And the Gemara's Limbud is a Eino Inyan. Right? And then the Gemara is basically challenging all that by saying, Mehechatesi. This isn't Shinu Yashem. Both of these aren't Shinu Yashem. There are differences between them. Right? And then the Gemara fights back and says, ooh, there are some differences, but not as many as you think. So the way the Rambam understood the Gemara was that this is all like a jugular, you know, battle, you know, for the soul of, you know, the relationship of Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh. Like, the stakes are very high here. It's not like, oh, there are three nafkamina or there are four nafkamina. You know, or maybe they're the same with regard to this. Yeah, they're still different institutions. No. This is all going to depend on this question, right? If you think that Shinui Bailim is, you know, not a psula guf, and Shinui Kodesh is, so you're talking about different mechayvin. But that's exactly what the Gemara is saying isn't true. The Gemara says, you think that's true, it's wrong. Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are the same. They're both psula guf. Why? Because that's also a Shinui Hashem in the identity of the korban. But if that's the case, you know, then, I mean, is there a makar in, does it say, based on a pasuk, that Shini Bailam is limited to Zrika? It doesn't say anything, no pasuk. Right? So the Rambam says, we dropped it. Originally we thought this is a Bailam issue, that's an identity issue. So, you know, all the Bailam discrepancy issues should be accentuated. Now we're saying, you know, it's again, let's get back to the Rav Elbel question. Is there a problem to speak about Shinui Bailim and Shlamim? Is there even an issue in Shlamim, in Bechor, you know, in Pesach? So maybe the Rambam's answer is no, because it's not about frontally about the Bailus and the Kapara. It's about the identity of the Korban. Now, do you want to say maybe, now could one have said that the bailus over a korban is going to play a role in the identity of the korban in certain kind of korbanos and maybe not in others. And especially, it's going to play a difference in the korbanos that are more kapara oriented. I think the answer is yes. I bet that's a sensible svara. It also may help you with certain things. But in the end of the day, right, that's the next level or the next layer. But mostly, this is about the identity of the korban. Then the assumption is going to be that it applies. So maybe that is where we get it from. The Gemara in Zvachim, let me just highlight these three perspectives in another way. The Gemara in Zayin Amud Aleph, here in Zvachim, talks about, this is something that Rabbi unquestionably is going to speak about next week. Where's Rabbi? There he is. About Ola. The Gemara in Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rava Chatas Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Ksheira L'Shem Ola Psula. Okay. My time of the Shachados Ola Chatas Amar Achmona Vare Chatas L'Shem Chatas Nishkata Shem Ola Psula. Fine. Amar Rava Chatas Sheshachta Al Misha Mechuyev Chatas Psula Al Misha Mechuyev Ola Ksheira. So if you Shinui Bailim from Chatas to Misha Mechuyev Chatos, to Misha Mechuyev Ola, Ksheiru. My time of the Chippur Alav, below Al Chavero. Chavero Dumi Didei, Bim Mechuyev Kapara Kimosa. Okay? Then Chatos Sheshachta Misha and Mechuyev Klum, Psula Shein Chadam Yisrael Shein Mechayev Ase. That I think is very related to the Ola question. And I don't want to get into that right now. We'll leave that for next week. Okay. Especially the Rambam sheet on that. Very important. Okay. Fine. The question is as follows. The simple reading of the Gemara, this Gemara here, is that if you have Shini Bailim between Chatas and Ola, then it's kosher. Correct? Why? Because it has to be, in order for it to be Shini Bailim, which is Ma'akev, or which is Posel, let's say, it has to be kimoso, a chiyuv kimoso. Right? So what is the status of this korban? The simple reading of the Gemara is that it's ksheir legamri. And it's olah lebayil l'shem kolva as well. There's nothing in the Gemara that says otherwise, correct? Simple reading of the Gemara without any other counter-pressure or evidence is that, you know, misha, makriv, you know, chatos l'shem misha mechuyav, olah is kosher v'olah lebayil l'shem kolva. Okay? Good. The question is, isn't that remind us of something very similar in the world of Shinui Kodesh? Namely, the Gemara that we discussed last time, that other time, on Gimel, and Mem Vav Mid Beis, I'm saying it this way intentionally, what is it, Rav and Dav Gimel, with an expansion, of Abaya on Mem Vav Mid Beis, in the world of Shinui Kodesh, when you are Makriv, you know, Chatas, L'Shem, Chulin, right, B'mino Makriv, Shalom, B'mino Lo Makriv, because it has to be a kimoso. So the Gemara has, as we discussed last time, two formulations of this. One is on Andav Gimel. Here the Gemara just says, right? Kodshim Chalim, Kodshim Chum, Lo Kol Shekein. Okay, that's all the Gemara says here. The impression that you would get would be, if you had only this Gemara, that it's kosher and it's all of the Bible and the Shem Chol. I'm just trying to save time, so let's bring that out right now. But if you look at Mem Vav Mid Beis, right here, Abaya gives you more information. The sugya there of the Shem Shisha Devarim, the Gemara says, the implication of the Mishnah is that if you do, the Mishnah says, Af b'shaloya b'liba, l'shem echon mikaleilu, kosher shu t'nai bezdin, shein machshava olechas achar ha'ove. Says the Gemara, Rav Yudah Marav, Chata Sheshach L'Shem Ola Psula, L'Shem Chulin Ksheira. Rav Loza Mai Tamad Rav Leichalos Kodshim Bnei Yisrael Kodshim Bchalim Kodshim Bein Chulin Bchalim Kodshim Masiv Rabba Afa Pi Shelo Yabibo L'Shem Echad Mikalei L'Kosher Shu Tanai Bezdin Taima Shelo Yabibo Klau Ahoy Yabibo L'Shem Chulin Pasul. Right? If he does nothing in mind, it's kosher. But if he has a negative in mind, it should be possible. Amalei Abaya, Dilma lahaya klal kasher maratza, lahaya belibo l'shem chulin kasher v'ena maratza. Right? So here Abaya fills in a gap of our knowledge from Av Gimel Amid Beis. There it just says that it's kasher, because b'mina machriv shalom b'mina lo machriv. And Abaya tells us, not only is it it is kosher, but don't get too excited. It's the olah lebayil l'shem chol, right? Okay. So I'm just asking the question. The reason I'm asking it is it's connected to two strange shitos, one of the Rambam and one of the Ramban. It highlights it, but otherwise we could just ask the question in its own right, and that is, aren't these very similar halachos? Just that one is applied to Shini Bailim and one is applied to Shini Kodesh. In both cases, they are basically the din that you need. Kamoso, you have to have a confusion, right, that is within, you know, the ballpark. It has to be something that registers, right? Kodshim mechalim, kodshim mein chulim mechalim, kodshim. And the same thing is true, right? Chatos, b'misha, einu b'chuyiv, chatos, kamoso is not b'mino, basically, correct? So why is it that when it comes to Shina Kodesh, right, it's all the bailam l'shem chova, even though it's kosher, even for chatas and for pesach, right? But it's still all the bailam l'shem chova. And when it comes to shinui bailam, it sounds like it's kosher legamri. Okay. So I think it's helpful then to bring in two really strange chidushim, or two strange shitos, okay, to highlight this problem. The first is the Rambam. Right, the Rambam in Hilchos Psula Mukdashim, Perek Tezvav Halacha Ches, when he quotes this halacha of Zayin and Aleph, he says as follows: "Avlim shakta l'shem acher shehu mechuyev ola." Same, that's the case of the Gemara, right? Harezu k'shera v'lo ola l'baylim shenemar v'chiper alav alav v'lo chaveiro shehu mechuyev chatzis kamosa. Meaning the limud is to teach you why it's not possible, even though it's chatas shinu baylim. But what the Rambam added, which doesn't have a makor in the Gemara, is that it's the Olah L'Bayilim L'Shem Chova. Why? Where did he get that from? The Nos HaKelim ask, Yimichas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches asks this question. So Yimichas Chinuch says, I have a suggestion that the Rambam, right, got it from the din of Chatas L'Shem Chulin. Right, on Mem Vav Med Beis, because that's Eino Maratze, and the Rambam paskens that way in Perek Tezvav Halacha Dalet, as we know. Chata Sheshachlo L'Shem Zavach Acher, Kegon Sheshachlo L'Shem Ola L'Shem Asher L'Shem Shlamim Psula, Kmo Shabiyarno L'Shachlo L'Shem Chulin Harizuk Sheir V'La'ala L'Baylim. Says the Mechas Chinuch, the Rambam thought that these, you know, that's the Makar or whatever, but he says it can't be. Ein ze darko is like a little ironic. Mitzvah says, Ein zu darko shel Rabbeinu. I mean, the Ram doesn't just come up with chidushim like that, does he? Unless he first, you know, takes an ad out of the newspaper and says, yearly, as the Mikoskino says. He didn't say yearly here. So clearly, can't just be that he equated these two things. So mechudash. And that's the Rambam. So Michas Chinuch leads a Pitzarki. Ironically, or not, maybe, you know, providentially, Hashkacha. So the Ramban has exactly the opposite problem. Rabbi Kiveger, they printed the Rabbi Kiveger's on the Frankel Rambam, so he points this out as well. And there's in Rosh Hashanah, the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah, where he talks about mitzvos, is that the one? I think so. Where he talks about mitzvos trichas kavana, famous piece. This one second, see if I can find it quickly. You know, some of these gemaras, they put all the sectas together in the end with the riff. I guess this one did that. Yeah. So, 1 second. Yeah. I'm sorry. Zayin Amud Aleph and Daper Rif. I don't know why I said Daper Amud Aleph. Doesn't even make sense. Here. Ramban has a comment. Very, very small print here. Let's see if I can find it. Ram quotes a halacha. And he says, but not the halacha that I'm talking about, of Ola and Chatos, the halacha of L'Shem Chulin, right? Chatos L'Shem Chulin. And the Rambam says that it's kosher, legamri. What? You have it?
Yeah. It's
go ahead. Yeah, he says the Gemara says in Parakamad Zvachim that if you bring a chatas l'shem chulin, that it's kosher and it's ola l'bayilim l'shem chol.
He quotes the first parak.
Because what?
He quotes the first parak.
Yeah, Parakamad.
Right.
So, like, that's what Rabbi Kiveger points out. Like, what? The Ramban didn't see the Gemara Abaye's addition to Rav in Membam and Beis, right? It's not like, I mean, again, if you see Parakama and you don't have Membam and Beis, then that's certainly the conclusion that you would reach. So what happened to the Ramban? So basically what we have here is, he doesn't mention anything about Membam and Beis, he knew that Gemara. Is that his way of saying, I think there's a machlokas hasugyas? Right? It's not divrei ha, you know, ha gemara aniyim b'makom achar nashirim b'makom acher. It's that there's a stira, there's a machlokas. And I think we paskin like gimel and beis, and not mevav and beis. Like, what would motivate the Ramban, you know, writing in Mochamos in Spain, you know, it's not like, you know, somebody's going to be makar of this korban either, but not that that matters much. But meaning, like, what would motivate him to read the sugyas in such a strange way? To assume that they argue and that we paskin, and that we paskin the other way. Very strange. Ah. So, yeah.
Initially, Dalminayu and leaving just Stam kind of does force your hand to say that at least initially there is machlokas. So if we're going to read the pasukim that above as kashrut lo alu,
say it one more time.
Meaning the dal on daf gimel.
Okay.
It says dal minayu and your left foot stumble the shema. So that does force your hand to say that it is kashrut lo alu, at least initially in the shatar tari on gimel without. You could say that subsequently the gemara rejects that svara, and it could be that it's really the kashrut lo alu.
Maybe. Okay. I'm not so sure that that's true, but
how would you read it? I mean, it pashas is dal minayu. You've now eliminated the machshava l'shem chulin, because it's.
I think this is similar to the question that you asked me. About Reb Chaim also. Meaning, I think it depends on how you understand stam l'shema. A lot, but okay. I mean that's fine. That could, you know, he says that for the Ramban.
He says that's why the Ramban.
Oh, he's trying to explain the Ramban.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Either way, all I'm saying is, in the end of the day, you have a Gemara that just says kosher. It doesn't say kosher v'olol l'bayil l'shem chova.
Right.
You have another Gemara, Abaya, who says kosher v'lo'ol l'shem chova. And the Ramban, you could say, oh, there's like internal evidence in the Shaka V'tari that sounds away that a little bit. Great, that reinforces it. 100%. That's fine. Is that enough when you still have an explicit Abaya and an unexplicit? And especially the Rambam paskins that way, you know, etc. I mean, Rabbi Kivager obviously felt it was a good question.
Right. Right.
So, I mean, I think the question is stronger. That may reinforce a little bit, maybe a lot of snifim, to justify this Rambam. But either way, it's a problematic Rambam, is what I'm trying to say. So, I think it goes back, these three perspectives that I've just kind of identified, just to go back for a second. You have two Gemaras. One is Kachim L'Shem Chulin. That's a Shina Kodesh halacha. Then you have, Chata Saruvein L'Shem Olas Shimon, essentially. Right? That's the equivalent of Bimina Lo Machriv in Shinui Bayim. Right? So basically what I'm trying to identify is that there are three views. In the Gemaras, right, assuming that Gimel and Membav should be read together, you know, Aniyim and Ashirim, we're saying that when it comes to Shimak Shinri Kodesh, it's lo all abaylam shem chov, even though it's kosher, even a chatas and pes. When it comes to Shinri Bailim, we're saying it's kosher and it's all abaylam shem chov. Okay? Why? Why should there be a difference? They seem parallel. Correct? So what I would say is, the answer is very simple. They're different because they're different. For the same reason that the Gemara thought, if you take the approach that Inochanami, Shini Kodesh, Shini Bailim, they share a lot, and they're also still different. Shini Kodesh is about the identity of the Karban, right? And Shini Bailim is a Bailus problem, right? So it's a lesser issue and problem to begin with. The same reason the Gemara Havamina, maybe you don't accept that Chiluk L'Maskana, but that there was a Havamina, that one is a Psula Guf and the other is not a Psula Guf, right? So, Huadin, the Gemara thought, these are different. One is about the Chefta Shel Karban, and therefore, even if it's kosher, it's still all a Bailam Shem Kolva. And the other is, you know, a Bailas, to begin with, a more trivial kind of a problem, and since it doesn't register, it's on the radar screen because it's Eina Kimoso, so we ignore it. Oh, then you have the view of the Rambam. Right? So the Rambam says, even though the Gemara seems to say, when it comes to Shini Bailim, that it is kosher, and there would be no reason to think that it's not kosher of Ola Labailim, per se. Right? However, just like Chulin, right, is kosher, but lo Ola Lachova, Hu Adin, the parallel Shini Bailim, where do you get it from? So I think Amichas Chinuch is totally right. He got it from the equation between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. Where's the Yirali? It's still against the Gemara? Not for the Rambam, because for the Rambam, right, as we'll read inside some of the Rambams in just a minute, but for the Rambam, it's Shini Hashem. He already has a different designation. Right? The Rambam's doing this all the time, is taking the world of Shini Kodesh and applying it to Shini Bailim. Right? The Rambam's even, taking an explicit, what seems to be an explicit distinction in the Gemara with regard to Dalet Avodos, and even that he's neutralizing because he assumes, that the overwhelming evidence is that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are the same thing. He doesn't need to say Yirali. He already said Yirali, not in so many words. The Gemara said Yirali when the Gemara said Imeinu Inyan. And the Rambam said the equivalent of Yirali when he called both of these things. He made up a new name, to call them both Shini Hashem. So, for that reason, the Rambam thought, well, it's parallel. I don't see why this is a kapara or a bailus. I don't see why the technical differences should play a role here. It's really about the identity, the Shinui Hashem of the Karban, and therefore, Mimanashach, either both are Olal Hashem, or both are Olal Hashem. As for the Ramban, maybe he thought exactly the opposite. Like the Rambam, he thought that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are mostly the same. Maybe that's how he understood the Maskan of the Gemara and Dalet on the base, and Imeinu Inyan, and all these things. But maybe he understood that Shini Kodesh is really defined by Shini Bailim. Namely, that the problem of Shini Kodesh, like the Tosfos and Menachos, is that it's menutak from the Bailim. But if that's the case, so then, and maybe together with the Achiezer's Ha'ara, I think it's a good point. I don't think it's foolproof, but I think it's an interesting Ha'ara. So maybe what the Ramban was saying is, the Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis, doesn't read that way on Gimel Amud Beis. But even more importantly, the parallel in Shini Bailim, right, which is Achata Saruvein, is being brought L'shem Olas Shimon, right? That's kosher ve'olah l'shem Bailim. So maybe when you put those two points together, clearly Gimel Amud Beis is not like Abaya. Gimel Amud Beis is like Zion Amud Aleph, or maybe Van Vav Amud Beis, or maybe Abaya, felt that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are fundamentally different. But l'halacha, we don't think that. But not like the Rambam that we think they're both Shini Kodesh. But like the view that they're both Shini Bailim. They're both Shini Bailim, then it's Ola Lechova as well. So this might work in very nicely with the Ramban, with another Ramban that's very problematic, or that is talked about a lot. And that is Ramban of Mechamos in Sukkah. So in Sukkah, what's it got to do with Sukkah? What did this have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Because it's on the Sukkah of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. So I talk about L'shem, L'shma, so on. The Ramban there, we're learning Chulin in the morning, he talks about, Sasek Bekadshim, and he talks about whether you need Kavana in Chulin, like what are the parameters of Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana? Actually, they're very interesting Ramban. Ramban and Lamed Aleph in Chulin has a little bit of a different take on the relationship to the Chulin, to the Shechita part. But anyways, so that's the context of Rosh Hashanah. Lamed Amin Aleph in Sukkah, where we got the same book in there. I had to work hard to find the riff in Rosh Hashanah because they lumped it together, but now I get the benefit of, almost get the benefit of their being together for this part. So the Ramban and Mechamos talks about the problem. Why do you need mitzvah babaveira? Why do you need, in the sugya beginning of Lulava Gazol, why do you need the factor of Lulava Gazol, mitzvah babaveira? He says, why don't you just say, here, V'diyak mi the kosev rachmana gabi karban gazol dumi de piseach. Right, ma psech in la takana klal av gazol in la takana klal. The karban pasulu v'afilu la'achar yeyosh. V'amai hakanya gavoa b'yeyosh v'shina rishus. V'nei na'mi de makdish lo kanya. I'm going to read it the way I have the girsa here. How does that go? Nehevi. I just lost it. Nehevi. Kishochet. Shelo lishma. Sheksherim. Elo shelo ala bailam shem chova. Elalav mishum mitzvah babaveira. Shekivin shugazo biyado. En hekdesho. Mitzvah Elaniutzin, Shakarish Baruch Hu Mois, Gezel, and so on. Okay, so basically the Ramban is saying, why do we need Mitzvah Babaveira? The answer is because what? You're going to say that Yeyush and Shina Rishus leave you with a pasul karban? Why? This is an interesting Ramban. Because there's no bailim in this karban. Why is there no bailim? Because it's stolen. How does it come hekdesh? Through Yeyosh and Shini Rishus. Right? So the Ramban doesn't think, this is an important Ramban for that reason too. A couple years back we learned Bava Kama, discussed some of these issues. The Ramban doesn't think that Yeyosh Kedi is enough to give you a koach bailim legabe transferring it to someone else. He thinks that the combination of Yeyush and Shina Rishus brings the korban from the Rishus HaGazlin, from the Rishus HaNigzal into the Rishus HaLokeach, or in this case into the Rishus of Kadshim. Even though Al Pidin, you were never the Bailim. Okay, so maybe that's a reason to pass all the korban. But you have a korban. Right, and it's an ola, let's say, but there's no bailim. Says the Ramban, no, not really, because it should be kosher v'lo ola l'bailim shem chova, in the same way that being makriv a korban shelo lishma, right, has the effect of being kosher v'lo ola l'bailim shem chova, but it shouldn't be pasul. Therefore, you need the din of mitzvah babaveira or korban v'lo agazel to teach you that it's really pasul. It's not just lo'ol l'shem chol. In the interim, in the meantime, what did the Ramban do? He equated shinui kodesh with a korban b'li bailim. Now, the Chronim, I think, noticed this, that, if I recall, that in the chidushim in Gittin, in Parakan Nizakim, in that parallel sugya, there, the Ramban makes the same argument, but there, he makes the argument from Shinui Bailim, not from Shinui Kodesh. He says, and what will be if you have Shinui Bailim, if you're, if you bring a Korban Shalom L'Shem, Korban Ola, not L'Shem Ruvain, but L'Shem Shimon? He says, oh, so then the Korban is still kosher, it's just all the Bailim Shem Chova. So here too, you have a Hakadosha, and there's some Bailus problems. Okay. You want to compare Shinui Bailim, even then it's not a perfect equation, obviously. Because in one case it's a Bailim, but it's the Oved is Makriv Shalol Shema Bailim, right? As opposed to, in some respect, the Bailim being responsible for the Hakdasha, but not having his full shame on the Korban, right? But how do you compare that to Shinui Kodesh? But if you say that Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailim are one and the same, because Shinui Kodesh itself is like Nitok or Akira Sabailim Mine, like Tosa says in Menachos, if the Ramban held that way, it's not bad at all. So that works very nicely, maybe, with the Ramban in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Ramban says Shlo Lishma. How's Rabbi Yoli talking about Shlo Lishma?
Well, Stam Lo Lishma, unless you're a Rambam. I mean, Rabbi was asking me, like, how could Tosis even read that in? But if you want to say Shini Bailim, the Ramban knows how to say it. The Stam Lo Lishma is, if I say you brought a Korban Shlo Lishma, the Pashtus. If you can. I don't know what Ramban's view is on that. But that's still Mechudash, is all what I'm trying to say. The Pashtus Lo Lishma means Stam Lo Lishma. If you write Stam, if you're a good writer and you write this Lo Lishma, then you would think of the cases in the Mishnah, and even linguistically you would think Shlo Lishma Karba. Again, in Gittin, he knows how to write Shlo Lishma. Yeah, I'm aware of the question, but I believe that's the correct answer. Yeah. I can't prove it more if you want to, you know, say, oh, he read, like, you know, the second day of Tosis, and he thinks that word equally means that and that, and you don't need to explicate it. I can't prove otherwise. I just think that default, that's peculiar. A, we don't know that he learned that way. B, that is a weak point, if anything, and again, the best way for it not to be a weakness, frankly, is to hold that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are the same thing, right? And, you know, and in one of those two directions, in which case you get the same effect anyway. I was suggesting that Tosis doesn't hold that way because of the rather things that they say, and therefore it's linguistically a little problematic. But, yeah, I wouldn't assume that that's a default reading. Yeah?
Is it possible that he's describing the result of Shina Kodesh, that he creates a low Olobalim Shin Kobo, which is Menatik, the Shane Bailim?
I don't think so. I don't think it sounds that way. I hear it. Maybe. Maybe.
But there's a discussion like it's an Adama now. I mean, there's a discussion. Is there still Shane Bailim in the car?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't read that way to me. It doesn't read that way to me. But it's not impossible to say that. Okay. Good. So what should this be based? What is this idea based on? Again, let's go back to the Rambam idea for a couple of minutes. Okay. Yeah. So this idea that Shinui Bailim, the Rambam, I want to go back to the Rambam and then I'll finish off with that because it's getting a little late. The idea that Shinui Bailim itself may be a form of Shina Kodesh, not the Ramban way, the opposite way. I want to talk about that just a little bit more. Why should the Bailim be Kovei Legabe, the identity of the Korban? Maybe it has to do also, right, with maybe it also has to do with another sugya. And that is a sugya in Krisis Daf Chav Zayin and Zvachim and Daf Tes and also a little bit on Daf Zayin. And that is the sugya of Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Da. Okay, so there's a machlokas in the Gemara, right? Whether or not Chatas Chelev L'Shem Chatas Dam is kosher or pasul. Is that considered to be Shinui Kodesh or not? It's a really interesting question. The Netziv, both on Dav Zayin and Aleph and Testament Beis, I think I put it on the Mar Makomos, is convinced that that issue is the fault point for the Rambam. Meaning, you want to know why the Rambam is able to say that Shinui Bailim applies even to the Dalet Avodos, to all the Dalet Avodos? It's against the Gemara Dav Dalet, it's against the Gemara Psachim, it's against the Gemara Dav Yud. The answer is another Gemara. What is that Gemara? The sugya of Chatas, right? Dam and Chatas Chel. Why? Because that expands the Hagdara of Shinui Kodesh. Because they are the same, they're both Chatas. In terms of the Tzuras Havas HaKorban, like the protocol of the Korban is identical for Chatas Dam and Chatas Chel. Right, so what's the difference? The answer is it's mechaper on a different avon. Right, so being mechaper on a different avon is Shina Kodesh, meaning the Abeira defines the Korban. An interesting question, by the way. It's a really interesting question like you would wonder, is this true, number one, for other karbanos? Right? Robbie may want to talk about it. I don't know. Like, let's say you bring Ola for, in my opinion, in Ola, it's either going to be much better or much worse, but let's say you bring Ola, you know, L'Shem, you know, Asay Ploni, you know, and he's Makrovit L'Shem, you know, some other Asay. Right? Is that the same as Chatas Kelim and Chatas Dam? I don't want to give away his thing, but I'll just say 1 minute worth, because it's right. As we know, the Gemara has a whole suffix about, you know, Essen, you know, La'achar Hafrasha, whether they're included in the. There are really two issues. Number one, the Gemara has like two distinctions. One is a suffix and one is a distinction. Right? The Gemara says here in Av Zayin that when it comes to Chatas, you only bring a single korban for a single Avera. Right, but when it comes to an Ola for Essen, you could bring, you know, one Ola for many Averas. Right? Is that just like a technicality? And then the Gemara says, and therefore we should wonder about Asay L'Achar HaFrash. Right. So, I mean, it's different, so there are more differences, yeah? Or it's more flexible? Yeah? Okay, you can drop the yeah. No, so or what the Gemara is trying to say is that when it comes to Ola as a pachatos, the Maisa Veira is Mechayev. There's only, therefore, it's one per Maisa Veira. It can never be Lach HaFrasha. When it comes to Ola, your Hurea Veira, all those, it's basically what I call it's Kaparas Agavra. Right, so that's why, you know, can you just. It's partly an Ola question, Ola Chatas question, and it's partly a this question, namely, you know, Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam, or even Chatas Ruvein and Chatas Shimon might be different identities of the Korban. Right? But is that true about Ola L'Shem Asay then? Ola, is there even such a thing? Or they're just Hechatimtzis that, you know, Begavra, the reason they're multiple, and the reason they're Lachar Frasha, and the reason that they're also Huri Aveira, you know, all these things, is because it just works in a totally, totally different kind of a way. So you wouldn't get the same effect. Okay? What about a Toda? Let's say I bring a Todas Yorde Ayam, you know, and you know, he brings it for, like, you know, getting out of jail. Right? Like, to what extent is the, that's not an Aveira, what extent is the experience, you know, identify the core, the details? You might be Mechalek or Shlomim, which isn't Kapara oriented at all. It's about Shevach Vahodah. Maybe that's like the Ola in that respect. Like, is every Shevach Vahodah different? It's like a Tolstoyan, you know, question, you know, whether all families are, you know, happy and unhappy in the same way or not. You know, are all Todas the same? Are all Shlomim the same? Are all Chata, is it? I mean, of course, meaning are the differences minor, just the trigger, or these are different identities because they're different experiences, different b'chayvin. So you can b'chayvin to different karbanos. This question, it's a fascinating question. Like, what would they say? You know, we know there's this debate about chatas chelim and chatas dam. Okay, but since I don't want to get into all that right now, even though I think it's very interesting and fruitful, the bigger point I'm trying to make is, and I think what the Netziv is trying to say is, you see from that sugya, you know, at least the view that says Pasul, that the chait, or not just the tsuras hakorban matters, right, but that also not to, certain pratim and certain, in this case, certain pratim related to the kapara. Maybe it's a, if it's a korban chatos, it's going to be more kapara oriented. Different ma'isaveiros. So, relative to that, what would you say about Shinui Bailin? Is that also kind of a Shinui Kodesh? I mean, you could be Michalik, I think, in both directions. You could say, Ruvain's, what's the difference between, what's the, you know, which is a greater discrepancy? Ruvain's Caleb and Ruvain's Dam? Onshim or Chatos? Or Ruvain's, you know, Caleb and Shimon's Caleb? Right? For that matter, again, you know, again, since I'm doing trying to be provocative, I guess, but not really. What about Reuven's Toda and Shimon's Toda as opposed to Reuven's, Chelev and Shimon's Chelev? That's where I guess the Tolstoyan part comes in, right? Everybody's get out of jail, joy is the same, right? Just as my get out of jail and my Yorde Hayam are the same. Where do you draw the line on that is a fascinating little window into understanding some things. But in terms of the bigger question, the Netziv's idea is that the Rambam felt, the Rambam paskins that way. Most of the Rishonim paskin that Chatas Chelev, Chatas Dam is not Shinei Kodesh. I mean, it's kosher. The Rambam, Tezvav Zayin, paskins that it's pasul. Do I have the Rambam open? Still? Yeah. Rambam says, Shachta l'shem Adam acher shumin anazim. That's not it. One second. That's the wrong number. One of these Rambams, I'm trying to find it. Is it Vav? Oh, Gimel. Also, Lechashe Bekadshim. Oh, that's the big one anyway. Get to that in a minute. Is that the one? Okay, great. Yeah. So that psak, according to the Netziv, that's where the Rambam thinks is the linchpin for equating Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh. Again, you could be mechalik in either direction between those two things. Yeah, there was a question. No, I had a question. Who had a question?
I was just going to ask, what's the Chalos Mashagla in the Torah? That's not one of the Mashagos in the Mishnah. Like, I have the Shem Chet. That exists. What's the...
No, I'm just saying, is it Shinui Kodesh? We're saying about, in other words, Chatas Hashem... Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam, the Tzuras HaKorban is the same. We want to know, is that Shinui Kodesh or not? I'm just saying, Todas Yorde Hayam and Tod L'Shem Todas Yotzal Mibesa whatever,
right.
Is that Shinui Kodesh?
I mean,
then it would be the Machshava would be Machshava Shinui Kodesh.
Technically, the Rambam didn't think that Shinui Hafet was Shinui Kodesh. He thought that Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Hafet, and Shinui Bailim are all
Shinui Hashem.
Right.
They're all Shinui Hashem, but isn't the Shinui Hashem midin Shinui? Any Shinui Korban is a Shinui Hashem, as long as it's on the radar screen. Bimina Machrev. So now I'm wondering aloud because I'm saying maybe that depends on other things whether it's Shinui Kodesh or not. But what I'm saying is, if the din of Shinui Hashem is you can't change the identity of the korban, right? And a korban's identity is not defined in the broader rubric sense alone, namely what korban is it? Meaning, where does the dam get sprinkled? How many corners? Stuff like that. But it also refers to more pratim, like, which avera. That also defines the korban. That's also Shinui Kodesh. Or who's the bailim, right? I'm saying maybe every who's the bailim might be what's the avera, because that's a question. Meaning, my chelev and your chelev are the same, but my chelev and my dam are different? Maybe, but very reasonably they're equal, or maybe that's even worse. So I'm just wondering, and what about Ola? I don't think, if you say Ola is like the others, but it's very specific, but it's more expansive, maybe you'd have that ichotimsi. If you say what I'm saying generally, there's nothing to talk about. And I'm wondering, what about Toda? What about experience? Personal experiences of the, this individual in Toda, right? He went to Yorde Ayam, he went, he got out of jail, or he recovered from an illness, whatever it is. Or you got out of jail and I got out of jail. You had a great time in jail. You practically ran the place. You know, I was like climbing the walls, ready to get out. It's like Otisville. People go there for the Daf Yomi. That's what they say. Anyways, yes. Does that answer
your question? Yeah, I was thinking like that the Grizz who said that you need very, it's a fish to be able to access the karma through your manshava, and there are only certain kaluyos where you're able to do that manshava.
Right? He's saying maybe a chet is and a toe does not. Could be.
Right.
I'm just saying it's not so clear to me.
I'm
just saying, once you're being expansive in terms of what identifies a korban and whether it's the same korban, and on the contrary, they're being close to each other.
We have evidence for a chalos machshava l'shem chet, just the Rambam's chiddush is that that's then put under the same rubric as shinui kodesh and shinui bayin. Right? We have these identified machshavos, and the chiddush is that all of them are doing the same thing. Right.
Well, I'm assuming that all of them are doing Shinui Hashem.
Right.
All of them are changing the identity of the korban. Now, what does it take to identify?
But they're all known post-Lir Machshava.
Why is the discrepancy between Chatas? I mean, Chatas. You're talking about being Ma'akev? No, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Todas. I'm talking about within Lo'al Abayim and Hashem Chova. Maybe I didn't understand your question, or maybe I still don't understand your question. Meaning, what I mean is, I want to know the Gabe La'ol L'Bailim Shem Chova. What about Todas Yorde Hayam Shel Ruven and Todas Yotzo Bebeis Asurin?
How do I know that there's a Chalok Shem?
Maybe there isn't, but maybe there is. I was saying, if this is all about defining the Korban, and defining the korban isn't just about the tzura of bringing the korban, then you have to figure out that's all I'm saying. Where do you draw the line? You might still say, you're saying, that's because that's an aveira. But the kiyum of toda isn't necessarily the same thing, right?
I'm not arguing with the logic at all. I'm just, if working with the Grizz in my Sekarbanus Dalai,
right,
where he said,
well, I'm not sure. Okay, yeah.
Right. So I'm saying if we apply that.
Shina Kodesh is posel, but what constitutes Shina Kodesh could still be very flexible. That could be defined by what is a Shini Hashem based on other things. Again, we don't have the Rambam on the Todeh issue, but that could be for another reasons too. And as I say, it just could be because those are Hechetimtzis, and these are different Bechayv.
I'm saying Shini. Just because Shinui Chet is not Shinui Kodesh.
No, but the Chet is part of the identity of the Korban.
They're all the same.
I understand. Okay. Good. Let's finish up. Okay. So just to get back just for a minute. Yeah, as I mentioned, on the other hand, the Ramban idea is based on other things. The Ramban idea, that's an expansion of the Rambam idea, and I'll just finish up the Rambam just a minute. With regard to the idea that you still might be Mechalik Tun Shini Bailim, Shini Korban, and Shini Kodesh, and that they're two completely different halachos, there's certainly a lot of evidence for that, and it also may center on the Gemara in Samach Amud Beis and Pesachim, which I believe I did read last time. The Gemara there wants to know whether or not Shinui Bailim Shalo Bizmano is Machshir Korban Pesach in the same way that Shinui Kodesh Shalo Bizmano is Machshir Korban Pesach. Okay. So that too is an interesting, the Meiri understands that Gemara is not mistapek about the relationship between Bizmano and Shalo Bizmano and Korban Pesach, but it really is mistapek about the relationship between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh. However, the maskana there is that the Gemara says, well, it's not mach, shini bailim shalom b'shas, shalom b'zmanu, korban pesach is not machshir, Because in the end of the day, you're still lacking bilim. Oh. Tosus Dirmasel Nasa, I think Lishitaso again, says, yeah, because the problem in Shini Bailim is a problem, the problem in Shini Kodesh, is what he implies, is that you're changing the identity of the korban. That's a good thing in Pesach Shlo B'Zmano to be Makshir. But Shini Bailim isn't Makshir. Shini Bailim is not going to be Makshir because it has nothing to do with the shame korban. The problem of Pesach Shlo B'Zmano is that it's identified as a Pesach. Shini Bailim just means that there's an absence of Bailim. That's never going to help you. That's always a negative. Shini Kodesh can help you if the identity of the korban is the problem. So misidentifying it helps. But Shini Bailim is just a lack of bilus. That's always bad. That's what Tosa. Maybe Lishitasam in Menachos, Mem Zayin and Aleph. I'm sorry, Lishitasam earlier. That mostly Tosas thinks that these are two different dinim. Tosas accentuates the differences between the two, in most cases. On the other hand, again, I mentioned Tosas and Menachos, Mem Zayin and Aleph. Here I have the Dibur Maso, Achi Yishkot. I believe I read it last time. That Shini Kodesh is also a Kiras. There Tosas says that it's a change of identity of the korban. That also works in part, as opposed to the other Tosas. Tosas Menachos Mem Zayin Malav Achi Yishkod says Osehu Korban Acher about Shini Kodesh. So that works in very well with the idea that there are two completely different dinim, even the Maskana. Okay. Is there an Iser Lashanos? We know there's an Iser Lashanos in Shini Kodesh. Is there an Iser Lashanos in Shini Bailim? Right? Let's come right in the beginning of Zvachim Memenachos, have the Iser Lashanos. So there's some Achronim who say no, because there's no evidence of it. And Misvara, why? Maybe it's only a Bailus problem. So being Marbe or Mosif is not an issue. But Shini Kodesh is a problem in the Chafzashon Karpan. Every time you deny the Chafzah Shel Korban. This is a question in two ways. Number one, the Issa Lashanos itself, the Arachronim would say, this doesn't apply. I'm trying to remember who. I have written down somewhere else. Maybe I'll get to it. The Keren Oros, Fasemes, that Issa Lashanos only applies to one and two, Shini Kodesh and not Shini Bailim. Some make the Diuk in the Rambam, or discuss this in the Rambam. There's a debate whether the Issa Lashanos only applies to other Avodos, even the Shini Kodesh. Or it applies in the same avoda as well. Like, let's say you're doing shechita and you did siman echad, you know, shalom lishma. Is there an iser lishanos on, you know, the second siman or not? So some people say, oh, in that gufa there is a difference between shini kodesh and shini bayit. And shini kodesh, there'll be an iser lishanos even within the avoda. That's I'm trying to medayik. They are medayik in the Rambam. But in Shinui Bailim, not. But there's also an interesting other question to ask, and especially for the Rambam and so on, and that is as follows. Let's say you did the Simon Rishon B'Shinui Kodesh. Is there an Iser Lashano? And there's no Iser Lashanos, let's say, within the Simon, within, in other words, the same Avoda. Let's say once you've been Mishana B'Shchita B'Simon Echad, you know, it doesn't make a difference. Is there an Iser Lashanos in the second Simon of Shinui Bailim? I guess that's something different. Right? That's like a Minchas Chinuch-esque, you know, or Mishnah Lamelech-esque kind of a question. So these are all issues that come up. But I just want to finish with the Rambam just to expand a little more. You know, some of the things that I tried to explain last time in the Rambam, you know, regarding what I think is his identification or equation of La'olah L'Bailim Shem Chova as a psul alongside the ikuv of Chatas and Pesach, the same tendency can be seen, as we've been discussing, with regard to Shini Kodesh and Shini Bayim. And I'd say, it comes from, first of all, the use of terminology, Shalosh Machshavos Hein Sheposin Sagapa HaKarbanos Elhein Machshavos Shinui Hashem, that phrase, Machshavos Hamakom and Machshavos Hazman. Again, it's interesting even that the Rambam splits up, he says there are three Machshavos Psulos. Right? So what are the what are two of them are Machshavas HaMakom and Machshavas HaZman, the two pigles, like, you know, the, you know, the extreme pigle and the moderate pigle, whatever you want to call it. But those are two. Shini Bailam and Shini Kodesh, you know, they're one. Because he already made them Shini Hashem. It's really interesting. Right? Machsheva Shini Hashem Ketzad. Right? And then you have Shoket Shalom Lishma. Again, we did a lot of these last time. L'shem Shlom, L'shem Ola. Right? Osha Shoket HaZevach Shalom L'shem Balav. Zui Machsheva Shini Hashem. He repeats it. He just said Shini Hashem Ketzad. When he adds the Shini Bailam parts, he says Zui Machsheva Shini Hashem. Like, don't forget. Right? So, and of course, the same thing in Perek Tezvav, where he keeps using this, Kol HaZvachim Shenichshu Machsheva Shini Hashem, Bein Karbonos Yachid, Bein Karbonos Tzibur, Ksheirim, Mashal Ola Bailam Shem Kova, Shizkha Asa Pesach, Shem Nasa Machsheva Shini Hashem, Psulim, again, typical, subtle Rambam, Echad HaMishan Hashem HaZevach, Mishah Shchita, Mishah Kabbalah, Mishah Salacha, Ubezrika Kamosha Biarnu, Ketzad Lo Ola Bailam Shem Kova, Shachar Ola Shem Shlomim, right? And Lo Mishum Ola Shem Chayam, Lo Mishum Shlomim, Ela Chayam Lo Mizavacha, the Chayim Shachar Ola Shruvim, the Shem Shimon, Lo Ola Slol Ruvim, Lo Ola Shimon, the Medvar Mamurim, Shachar Shem Azavach, and so on. Here's where the so again, phrase Shini Hashem, the primary focus on Shini Kodesh, but he slips in both cases, in Tesvav Aleph and in Yud Gimel Aleph, Shini Hav Bailim cases. And here is where he has his blockbuster Chiddush that he barely even announces, namely that it applies to all Dalin Avodos, which again Mishmael says, like, what do you do with the Gemaras? Okay, not only that, but in Halacha Gimel also L'chashev B'kadshim Machshava Shein Nechona Kamo Sheiz Bar L'fikach Zefesh Shashaktu Shalol Lishmo O Mincha Shekimsa Shalol Lishmo, etc. is all Shini Hashem, right? According to the Rambam, Tesvav Gimel, and then Yud Ches Gimel, we point out last time, is the same. Machshav Hashem Nechona, you violate Lo Yechashev. There are some Achronim who suggest, to explain discrepancies in Rashi and in others, you know, beginning of Zvach and beginning of Menachos, I mentioned this last time, that maybe Lo Yechashev applies to this and not to that. So what's the this and not the that? Some of them say, you know, Pesach and Chatos, but that's not the basis for Leirotza, for, you know, for Lo Lo Shem Chova. Again, the point is that for the Rambam, it's for everything. Others say, no, the difference is between Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin. Shinui Kodesh is Lo Yechashev, that's like Pigul, but Shinui Bailin is a Bailin problem. Just like the Gemara thought maybe it's not even a psul begufa. Right? So, hu adin. But the Rambam makes perfectly clear that there, it's all Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem is everything. It's lo al bailim shem chova, and it includes all the Shinui bailim too. Akira Batos, I think I mentioned this last time. Again, I was speaking last time about, you know, lo al bailim shem chova. But it's the same problem. The sugya of Akir Batos appears in Menachos regarding Shinui Kodesh. Specifically, also Chatz. Lishma v'shalo lishma appears in the Mishnayos here in conjunction with Shinui Kodesh. And yet, the Isur Lashanos I mentioned appears regarding Shinui Kodesh. The Rambam applies all of them, Gam l'Shinui Kodesh, of course, but also to Shinui Bailim as well. Why? Again, this is all one big single shita. So how does he explain the discrepancy with the Gemara? So that I just want to mention a couple of other possibilities very quickly. One possibility, as I mentioned, is that Maskona Dalar Beis. The other is the sugya of the Netziv, meaning Chatas Chelim Chatas Dam. But I think there is another possibility that where the Ram got this from as well, and that is, by the way, in Lishma V'Shalol, Lishma V'Sfas Emes in Psachim, suggests that maybe it wouldn't apply to Shinui Bailim. With regard to Akira Batos, I think the Karen Ora suggests to me Michalek, pointing out that there's this whole Loya Chashev, that Tzon Kodshim in the beginning of Menachos, is Michalek between Shinui Bailim and Shinui Kodesh, the things I've been trying to say. In the back of the Frankel Rambam, he has Likutim, he quotes the Sefer HaMatzliach, who is Medayik from the fact that that there's no Iser L'Shinuye in Chosel L'Shma Ba'osa Avoda, then there wouldn't be a problem of Shinui Bailim in the second Siman, you know, the case that I was talking about before. That's a Sefer HaMatzliach. But again, of course, you can be Michalek. I think he's right. I don't know if he has his whole Mahalach based on the position of the Rambam. As for the Rambam's blockbuster view about extending beyond Zrika, as we explained, so it may depend on many of these. So yes, and one final one just to mention as we're leaving, and that is a sugya on Avzayin about Toda. Right. So again, Rashi and Tosis both say that Todas Ruvain and Todas Shimon, they go out of the way to say that can't be a case of Shinui Bailim, even though it sounds like it's Shinui Bailim, right? Because if it was Shinui Bailim, then it wouldn't apply to all the Dalet Avodot. So we're talking in the sugya there about Shechita. But I think some of the Achronim suggest that maybe the Rambam read the Gemara Kipshuto. So the Rambam felt that there's an explicit machlokas in the Gemara whether or not Shinui Bailim applies to all Dalet Avodos or not. And if that's the case, then there's this debate already either in the Tanoim or Amoraim. And then the question is, how do you pask in Lahalacha? So then you can navigate all the evidence, and then you can explain that the Rambam just came to this broader conclusion. Okay, I don't want to go more than 2 hours, so we'll... I think I got it within 2 hours. So we'll stop here. Again, there are obviously all these things... can be expanded upon.